Alrighty, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is that you're joining me for this Pentertainment podcast. Thanks once again for joining me. If you don't know who I am Penboy Roy of the Penboy Roy Fountain Pen Review channel. I'm introducing myself really for the first time since starting this podcast. I just want to make a quick disclaimer. This podcast is unscripted, unlike my reviews, and therefore, due to its unscriptedness, I can't speak. There may be some droppings of F-bombs, some words that are of the potty mouth variety. So be warned, you have been warned. Warned. I can't speak today. You have been warned. Moving on, the topic for today's podcast is we're really just going to go over the crappiest and non-crappiest things of 2019. And as usual, we go off on tangents, me and Tom, because that's what we do. Boys with toys, boys talking toys. It's bound to happen, right? But I think we do a pretty good job reeling it in. But before I get started, let me just go over some news. My Instagram contest, the Baby Yoda contest, has begun. You have until December 21st before winners are chosen. And once winners are chosen, you will win pens. There's three brands involved right now. One brand is Conklin, and the other brand is Esterbrook, and the last brand is Leonardo Pens. So the way it works is you're going to draw the best damn Baby Yoda that your fingers and your brain and eyes can muster. You upload it to Instagram, and you hashtag either SD Baby Yoda, hashtag Leonardo Baby Yoda, or hashtag Conklin Baby Yoda. Winners will be selected. Now, initially, it was just going to be one winner, but me being me, I had to convince everybody involved to give out more prizes for more than just one winner. The reason why is because I saw too many comments where people are saying to themselves or, you know, posting, I wish I knew how to draw. And then it made me think, well, that sucks because that means people who don't know how to draw will be not compelled to enter. And I don't want that. I want people who can draw and people who can't draw to enter. So there are more prizes now. I changed the rules. And I want to thank Esterbrook, Conklin, and Leonardo for playing ball with me. I'm having trouble talking today. I'm like, stupid. My cat's also distracting me. So here are the new rules. Esterbrook will be giving a pen to the winner with the most skill. Esterbrook will also be giving a pen to the winner who had the most will. In other words, someone who sucked but had the balls to do it anyway. Same goes for Leonardo. Leonardo will be giving a prize for those who have the skill and those who have the will. Yaffa being Yaffa, Conklin being Conklin, they had to just knock it out of the park. So not only are they giving a prize for the winner of skill and the winner of will, they're also giving a third, fourth, and fifth place prize. So the skill prize for them will also be a crescent filler and a bottle of ink. The will prize, a crescent filler and a bottle of ink. Third, fourth, and fifth will be Monzas with bottles of ink. So thanks to those brands for giving me a way to give back to the fountain pen community for being so awesome without me having to actually spend any money. Ha ha! But it's the thought that counts. Okay? Thought that counts. Alrighty. Let's get into the podcast with my good buddy Tom on Oink.
The Penboy Roy Entertainment Podcast.
Stay savage.
And inky.
So did I tell you I actually set my kitchen on fire? So that's new. I usually don't do that on a regular basis. It seems like this week I did do that. Probably shouldn't do that again.
You regularly set my heart on fire. So I can imagine your kitchen had it coming.
Right. Totally understandable. So what's going on with you? Anything besides nothing?
Just the same old. Doing a podcast called the Pentertainment Podcast.
That's excellent.
Are we fully into the show right now, or is that what we're doing?
Yeah, this is it. There was no intro this time around. I just brought us the. You're not part of the intro. I just brought us straight in. You know.
I gotcha.
So is it awkward for you? You don't know like what to talk about because I didn't give you any preparation or something like that.
Well, I needed a little bit of that, good afternoon, good evening, and whatever time that it is. I needed that like lead in. I feel like to feel good about it.
Are you telling me you couldn't really recite my lead in? Can like, You don't know my
show? No, I don't know it by heart because I don't do it. You know, I have a little simple tagline, stay inky, my friends. That's all I can remember.
No, you got to do it. I want you to do it for everybody listening right now. Give me my intro. Throw in the intro. Come on, let's go. You have to know me better than that. Let's go.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, or whatever time that it is that you're watching this video. I'm the Pen Boy Roy.
No, you don't know my intro? Dude!
I don't remember it by heart.
You should memorize. This thing should be memorized, and this should be part of your soul, son. How do you not know this shit?
I'm in the middle of getting a drink. I'm answering emails. I've got you on a tab that has, 15 other tabs at the moment, you know?
Excuse me, I'm a little bit sick for everybody listening. I think all the ash and stuff from burning my place down is affecting me. I'm having a little bit of a cold. So excuse me if you hear me coughing or blowing my nose here and there. I'm going to try not to. I'll just let it dribble down my lip as much as possible as much as possible before I interrupt the podcast. But I'm shocked. You know, it's been how long since we started collaborating and doing stuff together?
It's been a couple of years already.
Couple of years. Almost. So December 17th is 2 years. So actually yesterday is the second year that I have done my YouTube channel.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And I would also say that it's been at least over a year since I solidified and made my intro. And it's just unforgivable that you don't know it by heart. I can't believe you don't say it to yourself before going to bed. This is the Penboy Roy Fountain Pen Review channel. This is the Pentertainment podcast. This is stuff you got to know, you know?
Now, I'll make sure that I'm going to have it now above my bed, you know, next to the crucifix and the pictures of my family. I'm going to have your lead-in to the Penboy Roy YouTube channel in perfect calligraphy, of course. That should be his thing. That should be a print.
Absolutely. Yes. And it should be above everybody's bed. All right, enough of the arrogance. So it's been about a year, I said, since I started my channel format. It's been 2 years since let's go back. Let's do a year in review. Let's do all the stuff that sucked about the last year, the 2018. I'm sorry. I'm out of it, man. 2019. Let's do a year in review for the year 2019. Now, for anybody listening, you may or may not have picked up on it. I've been busy with work and whatnot and haven't been able to get out reviews like I did in the year 2018. In the year 2019, I maybe put out less frequency during the month, but I'm going to work on it for the next year. But I want to just talk about some things in the year 2019 that I can reflect on, that I can talk about. Things that sucked, things that didn't suck. And Tom, I think you have some stuff prepared as well.
Yeah, I do. I have some things that didn't suck and some things that did suck and everything in between.
All right.
But first, a little bit of some house cleaning, though, because we did have a giveaway that was on Instagram that I ran on the Ink Journal Instagram, and I'm supposed to announce the winner in this podcast.
That's right. We were supposed to actually do it last week. But the subject matter that we attacked last week was pretty controversial. It was pretty passionate, so we might have forgotten, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it kind of got out of hand. We went on for much longer than a half an hour. So, it was like that. But it had to be said, though. Everything was relevant. It wasn't like we were going down massive tangents and talking about something completely different. We reeled it in when it was needed. But now, now we'll get on to cleaning a little house cleaning here.
Yeah.
So,
well, the thing is, just let's clarify for everybody listening that we went off on tangents and they were clearly all your fault, because you were talking about the Impossible Burger, and then you were talking about leather that's not really leather, but it's still called leather. It's just like, man, you're out of control, Tom. You're a rebel.
Bull in a china shop.
Yeah, you're a bull in a china shop. Sometimes you're just out of control. All right, so let's go back to this Ink Journal. See, once again, you're off on a tangent. You're not letting us focus on the subject at hand. Let's talk about the Ink Journal giveaway.
Yeah, so we were giving away your box.
Nice.
Of which lots of people wanted to get your box. Actually, there was something, I would say, between 80, 100 comments on that one post, and every comment considered in the giveaway. So we randomly picked one, and the person who wins Roy's box this month or this week is Mejasaurus Rex.
Mejasaurus Rex.
Mejasaurus Rex. And I'll reach out on Instagram to @Mejasaurus Rex. hopefully at Mijasaurus Rex is listening to this podcast. That would be pretty cool.
I think Mijasaurus Rex, in order to claim the box, should be listening to the podcast, because that was one of the rules on the Instagram feed, wasn't it not?
Yes. You know what? And I will post something to that nature. I'll be like, oh, you got to listen to this week's podcast to see who won.
Right.
You know?
Right. But
yeah,
don't fuck it up and like post, hey, Mijasaurus Rex, you better listen to the podcast to find out if you won or not. Because that'll kind of give it away, right?
Right. Gotcha.
What's in the box?
But yeah, it's always
Can
fun.
You announce
I like giving
yet
away
no?
your box. What?
What's in the box? Can you announce it yet or not?
We haven't done an official reveal, so I cannot divulge in the contents of the box.
Okay.
Not yet.
That's fine. It's ink, though, right? It has ink in it.
There is ink in it.
Okay, so you just screwed up
Spoiler
the surprise
alert.
For everybody. My God, man.
Spoiler alert, there's ink in it.
All right, year in review. What sucked versus what didn't suck? What do you got for me?
First of all, one of my favorite moments with you particularly earlier this year was when we went to go hang out at the National Stationery Show in the Javits Center.
Okay.
That did not suck. That was a fun time.
That was a fun time.
Especially when you were rearranging all the stuff on the Retro 51 booth.
Yes.
And making obscene little like sculptures that were out of the little display things that were there.
Right.
And they said, please, you could take a picture of it, but don't share it on social media, that sort of thing. That was fun.
Right. Should we talk about that? Let's talk about that. I think we should talk about that. Like, give the listeners a little bit more of a visual of what's going on. If you want me
well,
to do it,
there
I'll
was,
do it.
There were like little, like what, like Lincoln Log type of things, or like these little jacks that had like spokes and like things that you plugged into it. And of course, like he had to put together something that looked like someone with a rather large phallus. So, and he took pictures of it.
Right,
and I took pictures of him taking pictures of it just because I needed to document it as well. So
that was Ross, wasn't it? That was Ross when he still worked for Yaffa Brands.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
And also Jennifer was also there. And Jennifer actually has just left Retro 51 this month. She's, believe it or not, going to be selling doorknobs. So Fountain Pen Industry to doorknobs.
Get
go figure.
Get the fuck out of here. You're telling me that she left Retro 51 to sell
yes.
doorknobs.
Yes.
Wow, does it suck working for Retro 51 or something? Like, what is the deal?
I don't know. I mean, how quick that Ross bailed and Jennifer, I don't know. I can't speak to that knowledge. I mean, I know that they make some awesome pens and, you know, all the crazy pens that they came out with this year, plus all the new fountain pens with the Yovo nibs on them. I think they're on a great track, but they're very, I mean, as far as what I know is that they're a very small company. So, like, losing one person is a pretty big deal, especially if somebody was like in contact with all the retailers and everything. And
right.
I was, you know, always was talking to Jennifer and stuff like that. So she will be missed. And if she's listening to this, I will miss you, Jennifer. I will miss calling you and heckling you about when things were going to be coming out. I don't know who I'm going to call about that now. So,
wow. Well, it's definitely not Ross. It's definitely not Jennifer. Well, I mean, you
definitely
could,
not.
But then she'll sell you a doorknob.
Yes.
Right.
I have plenty of doorknobs at my house
now,
already.
This is a test of how good Jennifer actually was at selling pens. Like, was she good at selling Retro 51 pens because Retro 51 pens were good and they sold themselves? Or was she just really good at selling? She could sell anything. We should find out.
She wasn't really like a salesperson. She was more of like a liaison between like retailers and the company and trying to work out. Like, that's how we like related a lot with her. Was like okay, like we want to get these exclusives going for Gold Spot, or you know, like when are the poppers coming out, can we get this many, when, you know, when are they shipping and stuff. So like really like, I mean, they're a hot item nowadays, so the Retro 51s pretty much sell themselves, and then people, you know, buy them and then collect them and then put them up on eBay for ridiculous amounts of markup. So it's like crazy to see that you know, the market out there is insane for retros right now.
You know, it would be interesting to get like either Ross or Jennifer on the podcast to talk about their experience at Retro 51 without Retro 51 losing their shit and trying to shut me down. What do you think? Right, because there's
hey,
gotta
it's
be
always
something
worth
there.
A try.
Who the hell decides? You know what? I love my job, but that whole doorknob industry just looks like it could use some help. let me just move on to that. I mean, that's a really specific industry.
You know, we're gonna see some killer doorknobs coming out in the future that like biometric finger scanning or like that they'll just like know that you're nearby, kind of like your car. It'll know that you're nearby and it'll just unlock your door for you, and it'll all be Jennifer's doing. She'll be doing that. Or there'll be like these doorknobs that have like really cool like glow in the dark decals on, kind of like how the Retro 51 pens are. They'll be like, you know, awesome designs on.
Dude,
we're really
screw
talking about doorknobs right
shit.
Now, aren't
what
we?
I wanna
this
see...
is a Pentertainment podcast. We are talking about doorknobs.
Right.
We need to
so
get
let
off
me,
of the doorknob
topic.
Let
me relate it, okay? The way we're going to start seeing doorknobs that look like the knurled section of the Retro 51 rollerballs. When we start seeing doorknobs like that, that's how you know she went and took the fountain pen virus and infected the doorknob industry. And then the fountain pen world can now connect with doorknobs.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
I can see the connection so clearly now.
That was the first thing that went on my head. I want to see, you know, Retro 51 knurled section looking doorknobs. And she is going to make it happen. She is going to be the ambassador between doorknobs and fountain pens. How did we get into talking about Jennifer anyway and doorknobs? How did we get this far? Were we talking about like shit that sucked and stuff that didn't suck?
Yes, and we kind of went down the doorknob route. What we were talking about initially was that we were at the stationery show.
Oh,
and we saw Jennifer
right.
and Ross there, and now they don't work at Retro 51 anymore.
Okay, so I guess that covers our suck, right? Like what sucks in the last year. I guess working for Retro 51 sucks. I can only speculate. I don't know that as a fact. But do you remember
losing Jennifer as a Retro 51 employee? That was a sucker. Yeah, that was not good.
And then losing Ross at Retro 51 sucked, but you gained him back at Yaffa. So I guess it's like a zero-sum event.
Yeah, when they move between companies like that, that's kind of cool because then they don't, you know, you still could stay in touch with them and they could still, you know, help in a certain capacity with being able to, like, you know, talk about different pens and from different manufacturers and stuff like that. So, you know, it's still as good, but like when they're completely out of it, then that's not fun.
I hear you.
Then you don't, you know, you don't ever get to see them in any sort of context again because, I mean, they're not in the industry anymore, so.
Yeah, but, you know, you can still talk to them even though they're not in the industry. I heard of this new thing. It's called telephones.
No, once you're out of the pen industry, you're dead to me, so.
You know what? I like it. But do you remember that day we were at the stationery show and I'm making dick and balls out of their whole display, right? And I'm making, like, phallic symbols out of them. Do you remember what, like, how shook Ross was and what he said? He said to you, and I don't even work for Goldspot. He says to you, if you ever want to buy from Retro 51, do not let these pictures get out. Do you remember that? He threatened you.
I remember that it was very clear that we are not to put those pictures anywhere on the internet.
That was awesome. And I would have totally posted those if I didn't overhear him threatening you. So like,
well, that's the reason. There you go. Oh. You know, like you're not supposed to do that. So
I can do whatever
it's like
I
you
want.
Need to be absolutely clear.
I'm
especially
the
with
public.
A jokester like you, the guy who's willing to put something together like that and then take a picture has the intent at some point or another to be like, you know what, that would kind of be funny on my Instagram story, and then tag Retro 51, and then all of a sudden, now we've lost our Retro 51 account thanks to you.
Right,
so.
Right. But I think it's unfair to hold Goldspot Pens accountable for my behavior when I'm not affiliated with Goldspot Pens, at least that day, as a customer to Retro 51, right?
It isn't fair, but that's life, because you're guilty by association. That's what it is. You
right.
know.
So that's what you so know. We're... Just so you know, that is a big part of why I don't go that far when it comes to like my channel and stuff like that. Because I'm like, you know what, my boys at Goldspot, they're so closely affiliated with me, even though we're not hired together, we're not affiliated like financially or anything like that. People just may associate you with me, so I better not say X, Y, and Z. Or I'll just say X and Y, but I won't add on the Z. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that Z, man. Mm. It's a controversial Z.
Yeah, the controversial Z. So
you know what was my favorite video that we did this year?
We as in me and you, or you as in we as in...
Like me as in me and you, yeah.
Oh, I would have to say, I think it would be, well, for me, I can tell you what it was for me, and maybe it's the same. Mm-hmm. For me, it was the sticker giveaway.
No, but that is a close second.
What was yours?
Mine was the 2.5 pence parody.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was fun. No, for me, it's still the sticker. But you tell me why the 2.5 pence parody was such a good, memorable moment for you.
Well, I mean, I felt like it was, you know, it attempted to be, I don't know how you know, useful it is for, let's say, a new person, but, like, at least it was attempted to, like, kind of help new people who are just getting a fountain pen for the first time, and kind of brings it in with that 2.5 pence parody as, like, a funny way to kind of show what happens when you first get your package mm-hmm. and open it up and use your first fountain pen. And like, and you were illustrating all the things that you should not do.
Right.
And then I was trying to describe the things that you should do in the studio when we shot that separately. But like that whole, you know, play act at the beginning and then taping your stuff with like, you know, with like destroying, you know, putting an elbow drop on the package and like chopping it out of my hands, and, you know, and then being in the bathroom and you're like looking for, you know, toilet paper, and then you use the warranty manual instead. You know, it's just such great. And we banged that whole entire script like beforehand, like sitting at a bagel shop, just like being like, well, how do we show this? How do we do this? And then we just did the whole entire thing and just shot it all in one day.
Yeah, that was the second time we had done that, though. The first time we had done that, where we just kind of like came up with it very last second, was the Esterbrook sticker commercial.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So for me, the reason why that sticker commercial was so, like, my favorite moment of the year 2019 in, you know, collaborating with you is because we pulled that out of our ass, man. Like, do you remember we started off on the long, drawn-out, 3-hour Fountain Pen Day video? Was that the same day?
No, that was a different day. What we were doing was we were actually doing, like, the re-review of the
That's
SD.
Right.
And we were in the studio, and we were talking, and we were kind of doing an intro, and then we were going to be like, okay, let's do, like, the ad part of it now, and we're going to talk about the ridiculous stickers and stuff like that.
Right.
And then we're just like, you know, it's just not working. And then we're kind of riffing, and then you came out and you were saying something like, oh, you know, we should just make it really dramatic, like, you know, like people like starving and stuff like that. And then and then we were both drinking Monster Energy drinks, and it just hit me all at the same time. I just started dying laughing, like when you had said something like really like serious and about stickers and about the fact that there was a sticker crisis.
Right. I had said only 1 in 10,000 pens actually come
yes.
with stickers. So that statistic
yes.
type talk made you laugh.
Yeah, exactly. You threw out the statistic and I just started like busting out laughing. I was like, that's it. That's what we got to do.
Yeah. Then I remember we scripted it over sushi for like 15, 20 minutes. And then mm-hmm. it was called out and we're like, where are we going to shoot this? I'm like, dude, look in the backyard of the offices. That looks like a forest.
It's like a desolate wasteland.
Right. It's like a desolate wasteland. It's like, that's where you go to like get raped. So that's where we were like, we're going to just go there. We're going to do it there. And it worked out perfectly. And then the way Chris put the whole thing together, eventually it was awesome. For me,
yeah,
that was
really
good.
The sad music in the background, the sad music gets me.
Yeah. And then like the script, how, remember you kept screwing it up. You just couldn't remember your friggin' line. It was two lines. And then the best part about it was, you're not supposed to be smiling, but if you watch it over and over again, there's parts where it's like you're almost trying not to laugh, and I can see it.
I have a hard time trying to hold it in because it is really tough.
It's just a preposterous script, too. It's like,
yeah,
we're making like a sticker shortage sound like it's like the worst thing in the world, because stickers not coming with fountain pens is a huge problem. I loved it. It was a good time.
Yeah, that was a serious issue that we had to tackle, and I'm glad that we did that.
Yeah, but going back to the 2.5 pens thing, what I found really enjoyable about that was just, we again, scripting the whole thing very last minute, pulling it out of our ass and making it into something really successful. I thought it was very successful.
I thought it was too. I mean, granted, I mean, like, Looking at it, you know, view wise versus like other videos that we've done, I'm like, oh, you know, but like not everything, I can judge everything by how many views that it gets. But like, I think that just people enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, you know, people enjoy it. And I find it's to be very different, you know? That was another thing. When we did 2.5 pens, it's like, listen, I don't want to do another dumb tutorial that is the same thing over and over and over again. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that other people's who are out there is dumb. I'm just saying that if we did it again, then that would just be dumb. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you gotta always do things differently.
Yeah.
It's just standing out from the crowd, that's what your whole thing is about. You didn't want to just jump into the whole fountain pen review on YouTube thing and then just do the same exact, you know, Platinum 3776 review or Visconti Homo Sapiens review that's been done like, you know, 5-10 times before. Like, you want to do your own, you know, thing and you know, develop it in your own style.
Right. And I just want to really quick, because we're running out of time here, I was just looking at that video and I want to read some of the comments. And I think one of my favorite comments on here from that video is this one here. Let me read it for you. It says, so glad you collaborated with that maniac in all the good ways. Penboy Roy, he's a hoot. Like, you know, if you think about it, in the grand scheme of things, like, nothing qualifies me as a maniac. You know what I mean? I just do what I feel like when I feel like, because this is my channel. This is our content we created. No one can really tell us what to do. But I guess I do appreciate the descriptiveness in that he's recognizing, he or she, whoever it is that left that comment, is recognizing that there is a freedom that I am enjoying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else?
Yeah, and that has gotten 6 upvotes, that comment.
Oh,
has it?
That
was the first comment that's on there, yeah.
Let me see that.
So apparently other people felt the same way.
Well, guess what? Late to the party 7, who commented 5 months ago, you got a 7th upvote.
Somebody who loved your karate chop.
Yeah, I know. I like that one too. Thanks for the awesome video. Love karate. Do you remember I missed too, and I think I just hit you on the first one accidentally?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I would have had a broken hand if that was the case.
That's true. You wouldn't be able to write with pens anymore ever again. But, you know, I know this is a podcast and we're not ever going to sit here and start playing any kind of music that is copyright or anything like that. And real quick, just so people understand what happened here, was what we had done is we recorded our own versions of the pens intro, right?
Yeah, because it's 2.5 pens, not 2.5 men.
Right.
So.
And I'm just wondering, should we let them listen to your version versus my version?
No, please don't.
That would be funny.
My version was awful. Like, we were supposed to do it where you would do a part of it, I would do a part of it, and then it would be like meshed together,
right,
like how it is in the, you know, pen. But like, you were like, it's horrible, Tom. No, I'm not putting that together. Like, so I was like, I'm just gonna do the whole thing. I'm like, sure, go ahead, because you're musically much more inclined than I am. So
You know, it's not that yours was terrible. I just don't think that it should be made available for the public to ever hear.
I think that you could use singing as a hobby and you could leave it in the bathroom, like when you're in the shower, but anywhere else, you know, let's just be quiet.
No, so, you know, I really enjoyed that one. I really did, you know, and as a matter of fact, the 2.5 pens comes a very close second, and then the Esterbrook is a first. And I think the reason why is because of the sentimentality of how we pulled the first one and the second one out of our ass, but the first one is the first one. And I do like the 2.5 pens, and I know that one's your favorite of the year, but I especially love how the whole thing got put together. And more than that, I didn't have to edit a damn thing on the whole thing. I just showed up, shot it, and left. I love that.
That's always fun.
Yeah. And
that's kind of like how this works. I like the fact that I could just record the podcast with you, and then you just take care of the rest of everything else.
Right. Well, you know, it is the Pendertainment podcast, so it's all in my jurisdiction, I guess. You know,
that's cool with me. That's why I'm joining. I'm like, I always wanted to do a podcast with you, but like, I just don't want to put together the work for it.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, you do enough. You know, you got your ink journal and stuff like that, and that's got to be a lot.
Yeah, it's all quite a bit. Like, it just came from basketball practice with my son and his team. I'm the coach for that. So, mm-hmm. I just came from doing that. And then my daughter's downstairs. She's baking, getting ready for giving gifts for her teachers and everything. And I really should be down there with her. But, I was like, oh, let me do the Petrotainment podcast first.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
So I think my oven's going to be catching on fire sometime soon. So,
oh, good, good. So we're going to stay on the podcast a little longer, because if my kitchen has to go down in flames, so does yours. Mm-hmm. But let me go back to my what sucked and what doesn't suck. You know, it's just tough because there wasn't a whole lot Penn World related that didn't suck. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
I guess one of the highlights for me in the last year about what was really awesome, I think is pretty much is the same thing. The video that we did together. If you're asking me what like didn't suck, I would have to say the Savage Pen Awards was really awesome for me. It got a really good amount of views, a lot of good reception. It wasn't the easiest thing in the world. It wasn't the most fun to make because it had a lot involved. But
that was awesome, though. The way that it came out was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot into it. And what was awesome, just for some behind-the-scenes stuff, and you know this just as well as I do, I pretty much reached out to retailers, distributors, and stuff like that, and asked them, hey, talk about this, do it as you would, send me the footage and I'll deal with the rest. And they all did that. And they didn't know anyone else was involved. I had Fig Boot on pens involved, David Allen Parker, he's a real good guy. I had SBRE Brown, who, just so you know, is a goddamn brain ninja. This guy is a fucking genius. Like, he could fuck you up with his brain, because that's how smart he is, right? And then you have Aziza,
yeah, awesome guy.
She was in it. And then another guy, I really think he deserves a little bit more credit than he actually gets in the fountain pen industry, Wasky Squirrel, mm-hmm. because he loves fountain pens. He's more of a vintage guy, but I wish people would check him out more. We had so many collaborators coming together. Of course, you. We had Sarah Alper and Yair, and they put all this video together. We had the guys from Kenro. And what was funny is, after they sent me all their shit, I cut it up and it just seemed so flowingly cohesive, right?
It seemed like, especially at certain parts, it was like, it just seemed as though everybody was on the same page, like that we all knew, like that we were working together,
right,
in like some of our responses. And it was just funny, it was like, oh man, just the way that you edited it and then like let it flow with all of the answers to the different awards. And I was just like, it just looks like we were all in on this together, but we had no idea what everybody else was doing.
Right. Yeah, that was one of the coolest things about it. It almost looked like a conversation at a certain point.
It did, yeah, absolutely. This is especially the one part where we're talking about the Avatar, and then Brian Goulet mentions about the movie.
Right.
I also threw out the mention about the movie. And then it was just so weird that it just certain things just kind of meshed well together without even intending on doing that from our end, from like, you know, the individual creator of the video's end.
Yeah. And you know what's funny though? And I know this, I don't think anybody else knows this. You didn't script your shit. Like, you just made it all up right on the spot, didn't you?
Well, that was me speaking extemporaneously about each of the different pens, because you gave me,
God,
like,
damn it, stop saying words like that. You know how many, everybody's going to,
you gave
gonna,
me,
I don't
like,
know what
a
that
list
means.
Of, like, 20 pens, and you were like, Tom, I want you to be on video with, like, these 20 pens and say something, like, a minute long about each yeah. one of them. So I'm not going to be sitting there. It would take me, like, a whole entire day to, like, write about 20 different pens and, like, write something and then have it be polished up and everything to be able to do a video on it. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go, you know, roughshod over this whole entire thing, do it in like 20 minutes, like tops, and Chris will just film the whole entire thing. Chris is our videographer at Gold Spot, and, you know, and he does an awesome job at actually making me look like I know what I'm talking about, because he switches from camera angle to camera angle whenever I'm throwing in an or, you know, kind of a little pause like I just did there. So, you know, he just is able to make it work out so that I actually look like I know what I'm talking about.
I thought it was really good. I thought your parts were really good. And if you had told me that you didn't script it, I wouldn't have known. If you didn't tell me that, I wouldn't have known, because the information was concise, quick, and it was exactly what I was looking for, which was great.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Speaking of concise and quick, I think we're at that 30-minute mark.
We hit 30 minutes. Alrighty. So, I think I don't really have much that sucks though. So I can tell you, 2019 was pretty good.
Well, I mean, besides the burnt kitchen, of course.
Yeah, but that's not really
pen-related. That's not pen-related suck. Right. We did cover the Jennifer leaving Retro, so that's kind of a pen-related suck.
Okay, so yeah, we got Jennifer sucking over there, and then we had... that came out wrong. We got Jennifer leaving sucking. That doesn't even sound right. So we have Jennifer leaving Retro 51, which sucked for you. Not for me, though.
On the one thing we didn't touch on was that I didn't make it to the DC Pen Show, which that had sucked.
Okay, so there's that. There, you sucked. You suck by not coming to the DC Pen Show, which would have been nice if you came, because it was my first DC Pen Show in DC. But I did meet up with Brian Goulet. I did meet up for, you know, got to hang out with him for a little bit. I did hang out a little bit with Fig Boot on Pens. We went to dinner with Sal and Kieran. Mm-hmm. We met up with Frank, the owner of Narwhal. That kid's like 90 pounds soaking wet. He's a kid, too. He's like still in third grade, too. Nice kid. I like him.
He's still in third grade.
Yeah, man. Like, the kid's so young. I mean, my credit, hats off to him for being able to have his own business and all that stuff. But the guy's like 12 years old. And then he's Asian, so he looks even younger than he actually is. So that just makes it even younger looking. But it was cool hanging out with him. I hung out with a couple of friends, my brother-in-law, my nieces. That was fun. But it did suck that you weren't there. I was hoping for you to be there. I was hoping for my friend Sarah to be there from Yaffa Brands, but she wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Your crush.
Yeah, my fantasy female crush, Sarah Alper. She's in Turkey right now having herself a holiday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And she's on her way to Istanbul. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about Istanbul except for Liam Neeson went there and tore some shit up in that movie. So for me,
they had a crazy pen show over there a few months ago.
Seriously?
I think like a couple months ago. Yeah, it was an Istanbul pen show.
Cool.
I saw some pictures about it. I have to look at one of my FlexNib Friday emails I sent out had a whole bunch of information on it. Mm-hmm. There was like a video that they did, and the video is like really polished. They used like aerial drones like to shoot the outer exterior of it. So that just kind of gives you a little taste. And like they had all the manufacturers. You know, think of all the manufacturers at DC. Mm-hmm. They had even more than that. Like Parker actually showed up. Parker shows up for nothing here. Wow. And like actually Parker was there, and like, you know, Faber-Castell, and like they just like everybody was there, and I'm like, why is this now the best show in the world? Like, because there's everything. Like, I saw booths for like Visconti and
Get
Monte Grappa.
Here.
I was like, what is with this?
Wait,
I didn't even know this was a thing.
So everybody was there. What about like the distributors and stuff? Were they there too?
That's what I'm saying. Like the distributors, manufacturers, like they were there representing themselves, the brands. The brands themselves were there.
Holy shit.
And you don't see that.
Dude.
You don't see that. Like here you see like the US distributors, like, you know, having tables that have multiple brands on it, like, you know, Coles of London with Visconti and Estee DuPont now, but like Kenro Industries with Monte Grappa and Aurora, they'll have like their own little section for that. But the actual brands were at this show.
Well, that's crazy.
That to me impressed me, because I'm like, well, if you're getting the actual people there that are flying from all these different countries, that must be some big market or big, you know, big time clients that are over there.
Well, you know what? At the DC Pen Show, I think the owner of the SD, does SD DuPont have an owner, or is it like Visconti where there are several owners?
That I am not sure about.
I'm pretty sure it was the owner of SD DuPont. He was like a lean Caucasian guy. I think he spoke French or something like that, but he was like very lean, standing there, kind of scary looking, he kind of creepy looking. He just stood there very quiet. I think it might be because he didn't speak English very well, but he just stood there looking at everybody like he's planning their deaths. But he was there, so there's that, you know. Seems like a nice guy, though. I don't think he was planning anybody's death, so I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying he's a mass murderer or has the potential to be a mass murderer. Everybody has the potential, but I don't think he is considering that. On behalf of the brands, he is not considering mass murder, okay? So I don't want to offend anybody. Let me just put that out there right now. And on that note, Tom, thanks once again for joining me on the Pentertainment Podcast. And everybody out there, I hope you had a great 2019. I think this is going to be our last episode together for this year, correct?
Well, I know, let's see. Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you're taking off for next week. You're not going to be around.
Yeah. But aren't we recording another one after this?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Let's do that. Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
We shall.
We shall. We shall. And then I'll hold it till next week.
So where we shall talk about what?
I don't know. I guess
no. We had this already. We're discussing that. I'm kind of leading you on to say what it is.
I forgot. My kitchen burning down kind of makes me forget shit. So why don't you?
We're talking about the best and the worst pens of 2019.
That's right. Coming up next is the best and worst pens of 2019.
Yes. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Hit it at the Podbean or on iTunes.
Right. Or wherever it is these things show up. But thanks again for listening, guys. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Stay inky, my friends.
God, that took too long. We got to do it again. Thanks again for listening, guys. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Stay inky, my friends.
Oh, my God. You got to be right off the cut, right off the end, right off the tail end, right?
It's like,
love you guys. Be well. Be safe. And...
And stay inky, my friends.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty. Good night, folks.